RNZ Pacific, Malola Soi Fua, I'm Moratuile Epa Taylor with the news. New Zealand is planning to send a Defence Force aircraft on a reconnaissance flight today to try to get some sense of the damage from the huge volcanic eruption and Pacific-wide tsunami. Communications are still down and it's thought the undersea cable that connects Tonga to the wider world has been damaged. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says aerial reconnaissance depends on the conditions, including the amount of suspended volcanic ash.
We do have in tandem our Navy working and preparing to also deploy into the region, but it's a matter of making sure that we have available on those vessels exactly the needs that are required on the ground. We know water's one. We're seeking more information on what in addition will be required.
Jacinda Ardern says either the HMNZS Canterbury or HMNZS Manawanui could be deployed. Tonga's government has agreed to the Australian government's offer of a surveillance flight to assess the damage caused by the eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano on Saturday and the subsequent tsunami. An ADF P8 is scheduled to depart Australia for Tonga this morning, pending ash and weather conditions, to assess the damage to critical infrastructure such as roads, ports and power lines, which will determine the next phase of the response effort. The Australian government says it's ready to immediately respond to requests for assistance with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Department of Defence, coordinating critical humanitarian supplies for disaster relief, the Tonga. A group of Tongan seasonal workers in New Zealand are desperate to get in touch with families back home in the wake of the tsunami waves inundating the kingdom after an underwater volcanic eruption on Saturday. The damage from the eruption has limited telecommunication services across the Pacific nation, with Tongans in Aotearoa like Lani Whanitāwaki, who hasn't been able to get in touch with loved ones.
I don't know, because it's a no connection to Tonga. And I called again to my family, but they no answer. Last night, I woke up in the whole night, and my feeling is not good about my family.
Lani Whanitāwaki, who arrived in New Zealand last July, says he and 17 other Tongan RSE workers are on an orchard in the South Island and want the New Zealand government to help restore communication links in Tonga. All Fiji flights to Tonga have been put on hold due to ash clouds caused by a weekend's eruption in the island kingdom. In a statement, Fiji Airways has said several flights have been affected and passengers can expect delays and extended flight times. Early data from Tonga's eruption suggests it's the biggest blast since the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines 30 years ago. A University of Auckland volcanologist, Shane Cronin, says that the early data suggests the eruption's number on the Volcanic Explosivity Index, which measures the strength and potential impact of an eruption from 1 to 8, is about 5.
This eruption plume, the latest data I've been looking at, meant it was around 30 kilometres high, and the large and explosive lateral spread of the eruption suggests that it was probably the biggest one since about the 1991 eruption of Pinatubo.
Shane Cronin says an eruption this size would happen once or twice in a decade globally. The 1991 Pinatubo eruption pumped 15 million tons of sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere and cooled the Earth by 1 degree for the next year and a half. The world's men's tennis number one, Novak Djokovic, is believed to be on a flight to Dubai after losing an Australian federal court appeal against his visa application. The ABC's Nick Fogarty reports.
The appeal was the Serbian star's last move in an 11-day saga that began when he was detained by Border Force at Melbourne Airport and had his visa cancelled a first time for not being vaccinated against COVID-19. After a hearing on Sunday, the full federal court dismissed his appeal against the immigration minister's decision to cancel his visa for a second time on health, safety and good order grounds. The court said it would publish its reasons at a later date. In a statement, Djokovic said he's extremely disappointed with the ruling, but would respect the decision. He said he's uncomfortable that the focus has been on him and hopes all can now focus on the game and the tournament he loves. Djokovic was scheduled to play in the first round of the Australian Open on Monday night.
In New Zealand, bookings and walk-in appointments are now open for children to get special paediatric doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Tamariki aged 5 to 11 are eligible for the first of two recommended doses 8 weeks apart, Katie Todd reports.
The children's vaccine is one-third of the adult's dose. Developmental paediatrician Dr. Jin Russell says people can be reassured any serious side effects are incredibly rare, while a sore arm and a bit of tiredness is normal. She says with Omicron on the doorstep and new evidence pointing to the risks of COVID-19 among children, the paediatric vaccine will help protect the community as a whole. One Auckland GP expects uptake will be high. Dr. Vicky Mount says patients have been asking for months when they can get their children vaccinated and more recently when they can book.
Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama is not expected to return to work until the end of next month. The government announced on Saturday the Prime Minister is recovering from heart surgery in Australia. Fiji's acting Prime Minister Isai Kaiyum says Mr. Bainimarama is in high spirits and has spoken with his family.
Per the doctor's orders, this type of surgery takes weeks at a minimum to recover from. So we expect to have our Prime Minister back at the helm of the nation, fitter than ever, by the end of next month.
Isai Kaiyum said he was in Singapore for a medical checkup late last year. In sport, the Silver Ferns have been beaten 49-46 by England in the Quad Series game in London this morning. The score was tied 25-all at half-time. The Silver Ferns lost to Australia in the opening game yesterday. Australia underlined their utter Ashes supremacy by winning the fifth test by 146 runs with 2 days to spare in Hobart to seal a 4-0 series triumph. England were 68 without loss, chasing 271 on day three before losing 10 wickets for just 78 runs to slumped to another defeat. New Zealand teenage free skier Ben Barclay has finished second in the slopestyle event on the latest World Cup in France. The Breakers have won their second game of the NBL season, beating the Kings 82-75 last night in Sydney. The Wellington Phoenix women blew a 2-0 lead to fall to a 3-2 defeat to Brisbane in their A-League match in Wollongong. And cyclists Shane Archibald and L.A. Wollison have won the men's and women's titles at the Centrium National Championships in Christchurch. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.